the Lord allowing us this time together and to assemble back tonight in the service of the Lord. And I didn't look back on my books to see how long it's been, so I'll take your word for it. It's about 2001. And I could say it seems a lot longer than that, but that would sound wrong, I guess, but for me to say that. But I appreciate the opportunity, however long it's been, how many years it's been. I appreciate the opportunity to come and be in service down through the years. And I do remember some meetings we've had, some messages the Lord allowed us to preach, some presence of the Lord that we experienced, some people that the Lord dealt with and spoke to during the services. What a blessing that's been down through the years.
Yes.
It's a blessing to be back tonight in the service. We're grateful the Lord's given us traveling mercy and grace and given us this time and opportunity to be here in the service of the Lord tonight. And I do ask for your prayers for just a few moments that the Lord would help me and touch me in the service tonight. I appreciate what the Lord's done here. I didn't make mention of it last night and probably should have, but just the, I call them temporal blessings or the material blessings or the things the Lord's done as far as the building and the parking lot and the fence and the fellowship hall and all of that, it looks good. And I thank the Lord for it and praise the Lord for it. And I rejoice that God is doing things with and for y'all in that respect. And it's a blessing to see the folks that have come in to be in the service of the Lord. Amen. And it's a blessing to be able to sing a choir from Truth Baptist Church.
Amen.
And it'd be full. And of course, I realize there's a few others that are in here tonight. But what a blessing that is. And not just to have to depend wholly on somebody else to fill up the choir, another church. And that's a blessing, isn't it?
Amen.
That's a blessing from the Lord. So thank God for that tonight. And I'm grateful the Lord's given us this time together, and I'm glad to be saved by the grace of the Lord. I'll read familiar scripture to you tonight. Of course, as I said the other night, all the scripture ought to be familiar to us. Wherever we start from in the Word of God, or wherever we read from Genesis to Revelation or in between, we ought to, all the scripture ought to be familiar to us. Much of it's not familiar to us, and that's our fault tonight because we fail to read and look into what the Word of the Lord says. Here's a letter from home. Here's a letter from the far country tonight.
Yes.
And here's good news, bread news from a far land.
Right.
And yet we fail to read what it says.
God, yes.
And we wonder how things are going and how it is in the other world. Well, here's a letter from home.
Right.
Read it. And as we live in this foreign land, as we're ambassadors for Christ, we're representatives for the Lord until He calls us home. Then we ought to read what He says about things over there. Now, I'll tell you this. If you'll read this, thank God it'll put a different light on what you read in USA Today and New York Times, Washington Post, or Washington Times, or whatever else you want to read. Amen. And it'll put a different light on what you hear that other folks say. Isn't that true?
Amen.
That is true. That is true. It's amazing what a slant and a bias is put on our what we get today. Isn't that amazing?
Amen.
And God help us. But I'm glad the Word of God is true. It's not biased. It's true. It's true. It's just what it said. Amen.
Amen.
I heard Brother Mitchell the other day preaching. I know many of you have heard him. And he said this. He said, somebody said, well, is all the Bible true? He said, well, it's all so. Amen. Thank God, it's all so. And what, of course, what he meant was that was there are some statements that's made in the Bible that some folks made about Christ, and they falsely accused Him.
Right.
And so it's so, it's not true, in the respect of what they said, right, the accusations they made about Christ, but it is so what they said. God did not pull any punches with any of us. God has just given us His precious Word tonight.
Amen.
I believe the Word of God. The Bible said, who's known the mind of the Lord? And who's known the, and I believe the Bible reveals the mind of God.
That's right.
Not all the mind of God. Because who could, what book could reveal all the mind of God? If for 3.5 years and John got to the end of his gospel and he said, I hadn't wrote everything that Jesus did and said, He said, if I did, the world could not contain the books.
Amen.
So if the world couldn't contain the books, what Jesus said and did, when he was here for 3.5 years in his public ministry, how could we have a book that would contain the all of the mind of God? Amen. Hallelujah. Where would you write it? Where would you pin it down?
Amen.
Thank God. Amen. That's right. Thank God. I'm telling you, if you can't build a house that'd hold him, how could you fill a book with his mind? Amen. Thank God for the Lord tonight. I'm glad that I know him and the forgiveness and the free pardon of sin. But what he wants us to know, he has revealed in the Word of God. I believe that, don't you? He's revealed it to us in the precious Word of God tonight. I'm looking forward to that time that in the ages to come, he'll show forth the exceeding riches of his grace. I believe as eternity unfolds, we will see more and understand more and know more about what God, who God is and what he's done for us. Amen. Hallelujah. What a blessing. Thank God for that. And I thank the Lord for that. Well, some folk got an odd idea about heaven.
Amen.
And they want to fish on the creek bank, or they want to shoot, play golf, you know, on the golf course, or do something crazy like that. I want to tell you, that ain't what heaven's all about anyhow. Amen? Thank God. Oh, the former things are passed away, and all things have become new. And I believe it'll be a one eternal, glorious day of understanding and knowing the things of God. Amen? And his ways are unsearchable and past that finding out. So it will take eternity. Amen? Thank God to know all there is about God. Hallelujah. Amen. What a blessing. Thank God for that. And I'm glad that I am headed that direction tonight. Well on my way. Thank the Lord. Genesis chapter 3. Genesis chapter 3 tonight. And I'll look at verse number 8, I guess, is where we want to read tonight for emphasis' sake. Could read a lot of verses, but let's look tonight at verse number 8 and probably verse number 9. Verse 8 and 9 of Genesis chapter 3. I am doing tonight what a man asked why it was not done more often. I got in an odd situation years ago. Matter of fact, 30 years ago, as a matter of fact, my wife and I were not yet married, and we were just dating. I went by and picked her up, went to a Brush Harbor meeting over in the state of Alabama, and preached that night in that Brush Harbor meeting. And a fella asked me after the service over with, he said, why in the world? And he said, you did it, and all these other preachers I've ever heard did it. Never start at the front of this book and preach. You always start in the middle or over at the back. And so tonight, I wish he is here, because I'm starting over here at the front of this book tonight and preaching from the front of this book. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. That was an unusual and odd thing for me that night. But I'm thankful that all of this book is the Word of God. What preciousness tonight. I do hold in my hand the Word of God. Do y'all realize how precious that is tonight? Hey, did you know that that's the best thing you've had in your hand today? Is the Word of God. That is the Word of the Lord. That's the best thing. Amen. Now, I'm glad to have it in hand, but I'm grateful not to just have it in hand. Amen. I'm glad I got it in heart tonight. Amen. Oh, yeah. Thank God for having it in hand, and thank God that it gets in our head, but thank God for the fact that it gets in our heart tonight and changes us. Genesis 3 and verse 8, the Bible reads like this, and they heard the voice of the Lord God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And Adam and his wife hid themselves from the presence of the Lord God amongst the trees of the garden. And the Lord God called unto Adam and said unto him, where art thou? Let's go ahead and read verse 10. And he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked and hid myself. Let's bow for prayer tonight. Father, we're grateful and we're thankful for the privilege that we have to call on your name and to pray tonight. We're grateful, Lord, for the open door that you've given us, Lord, to stand in this place tonight. I'm thankful for the Word of God. I appreciate, Lord, the portion you've directed our heart to, and I thank you for the thoughts you've given us, and Lord, for our mind I'm being refreshed on that we preached in days gone by. Lord, as I stand in this place tonight, help me how to preach. I'll not be able to if you don't help me. Lord, there is no preaching in me tonight. There is no ability or strength in me tonight. Lord, if there's any preaching done, it'll be, Lord, as you, the Spirit of God, gives us utterance and unction tonight and preaches through us, Lord, the message that you won't preach. But I pray that it be so tonight. Hide me in the cross. Let me loose out of myself and where I'm at. I immerse my mind and heart and spirit in the Word of God in your will and way, and preach to us a message you want this congregation to hear, and prepare our hearts to receive it. Oh God, tonight, give us heavenly wisdom and spiritual understanding. Awaken sinners to their need of you. Stir the saints tonight. Encourage the discouraged. Feed the hungry. Strengthen the weak. Have your way among us. Above everything, get glory to your worthy name tonight. And we'll thank and praise you for what you do. For what we ask it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen and amen. Amen. Thank you for standing tonight. I want to preach tonight from this passage and others as well tonight on the thought, hide and seek. Hide and seek. The grandchildren that the Lord's blessed my wife and I have, they're all the time wanting to play hide and seek. In the house, outside the house, and all the time when it's daylight, when it's dark, it's one of their favorite games to play is hide and seek. Where a person or many people or persons hide while another looks for them or seeks for them. Now tonight from the scriptures want to look at this business of hide and seek tonight. I want to say right up front tonight, though we hide, the Lord knows how to seek us out tonight.
Yes, sir.
Amen. And may I say tonight, you cannot hide from the Lord tonight. The Bible reminds us in the book of Hebrews that all things are naked and open before the eyes of Him with whom we have to do tonight. Nothing is hid from the Lord tonight. Yet man has always sought to hide from God. We find this account in Genesis chapter 3 tonight. Of course, Adam and Eve have sinned. They have taken of the fruit of that tree that's in the midst of the garden. The fruit that God simply had commanded to Adam not to eat thereof, lest he should die. Of course, Satan beguiled my friend Eve, and my friend tricked and lied to her, and said to her, "You shall not surely die." Thank God. And when she saw that the tree was good for food, and when she saw that it would make one wise, the Bible said she ate and also gave to Adam, and he ate. Of course, the Bible said their eyes were opened, and they were naked in each other's presence. Now, I believe they were before this, but I believe they were shielded or covered or clothed with the glory of God. Some call it the Shekinah glory of God. Amen. And I believe they were. But when they sinned, when they transgressed, and when they went against God and His commandment, then their eyes were opened. My friend, they were no longer in a state of innocency. Amen. Somebody said Adam was perfect. No, he wasn't perfect. For if he'd been perfect, he'd have never sinned. He was just in a state of innocency. Amen. Somebody said environment controls or makes you who you are. If environment, thank God, would make you who you are, Adam would have never sinned. He was in a blessed environment. He was there not having to work as we know work today, but simply
my friend, a caretaker, and my friend, vine dresser in this garden that God had placed him in. Amen. If it's so, then Adam would have never sinned. If environment would change us, then what Lyndon Johnson did when he became president and declared his war on poverty, thank God, and moved folks out of the ghettos and out of the slums and put them in government housing and said, if we can take them out of their environment and put them in a better environment, we'll change who they are. But all that group of people did, thank God, was make a ghetto out of the new place that they put them in. You can take the hog out of the hog pen, but you can't take the hog pen out of the hog. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, a man's trouble is not just his environment, it's his heart. It's in his inward being tonight. That's where he's wrong and sinful and corrupt tonight. Now here, it's Adam and Eve. And the Bible said that the voice of the Lord God was heard walking in the garden in the cool of the day. I don't believe this is the first time that God's voice was heard walking in the garden. I believe God had fellowship with man before this time. Don't you? I believe that was one of the blessings that Adam enjoyed in the garden, was a communion and a fellowship with the Lord. Amen. Somebody said that's the only reason God made man, was to have communion and fellowship. Well, he already had the angels if he just wanted communion and fellowship. But God created Adam, my friend, to show forth his glory upon the earth. Amen. That's why he made him. And Adam sinned and come short of the glory of God. And all of my friend after him, all of us have sinned and come short of the glory of God. But I'll tell you what God did. When man that he created come short, God himself came down in the likeness of sinful flesh. God embosomed himself in the womb of the Virgin Mary, and the Word that was in the beginning, that was with God and was God, was made of flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. Hallelujah. Thank God. Oh yes. Thank God for that. Here's Adam now, and they've sinned. They've sewed to themselves, my friend, fig leaves. They've made an apron, the Bible calls it, out of fig leaves, to cover their nakedness. But yet when God's voice is heard, my friend, they feel naked. Amen. And the Bible said they hid themselves amongst the trees of the garden. Oh, hear me, friend. They're trying to hide from God. The first man, the first woman did, and so has every individual since then ran from God, trying to hide from him. But you can't tonight. Amen. Let me say tonight, you can't hide from the sovereign. Amen. No, thank God. And I'm glad tonight that he sought Adam out. Amen. When Adam went to hide, God began to seek for Adam. Amen. Now he knew where he was at, but he came, his voice walking in the garden in the cool of the day. And he said, Adam, where art thou? Hey, friend. Now, God did not ask this question so Adam could inform him where he was at. God already knew where he was at. As a matter of fact, God doesn't have to ask anybody anything tonight. Amen. Has it ever occurred to you that nothing's ever occurred to God? Hallelujah. Hey, friend, thank God. I've known all his works from the beginning. And God My friend knows it all tonight. Amen. He is, my friend, an all-powerful. Thank God He is an everywhere present. And He is an all-knowing or omniscient God tonight. He knows everything tonight. Hey, aren't you glad of that? Oh my, he didn't wake up this morning because he didn't sleep last night. Hallelujah. But he didn't wake up this morning and say, my, I never thought of that. Or I didn't know that it's going to happen. Hallelujah. He's a God that knows it all tonight. Hallelujah. I'm glad of that, aren't you? Here, friend. And he didn't ask Adam, where art thou, to be informed by Adam. He knew where he's at, but he's given Adam a chance to respond to his call. Are you listening to me? He didn't ask for information when he said in Isaiah 6, whom shall I send and who will go for us? He knew who he was going to send. He knew who he was going to go, but he said it for Isaiah's benefit. Hallelujah. Amen. Thank God. Although he doesn't ask, I don't to be informed, but he asked, thank God, to give Adam a chance to respond to his voice and to respond to his call. He sought him out. Hallelujah. You can't hide from the sovereign tonight. And I'm glad, thank God, when Adam sinned, that God, my friend, the sovereign God, sought him out, that he came looking at where Adam was. Amen. Thank God. Oh, bless his name. And he didn't stop with Adam. Hallelujah. No, friend. Thank God. That's exactly right. No, he kept seeking out through man's history. Amen. Thank God, Cain and Abel. Hey, friend. Oh, yes. Thank God he came. Oh, and to Seth. And then to Noah. Thank God. That's exactly right. And then, thank God, it looks like, my friend, he just stopped looking everywhere else and found Abraham and sought him out in Ur of the Chaldees and made a great nation out of him. Hallelujah, thank God. I'm glad tonight. You can't hide from the sovereign. You might as well quit trying tonight and just come clean and just be honest tonight. Hallelujah. And just fall before him tonight and quit trying to hide from him. Hallelujah. I don't know where you're hiding tonight. Some folks hide behind somebody else. Yeah, hallelujah. They'll hide behind somebody that looks like has committed worse sins than they have. They'll hide behind somebody that's on death row or skid row. Hey, friend, but I remind you tonight, God knows where you're at, and you can't hide tonight. Some will hide behind the hypocrites. Some will hide behind the church folks in the church. I've been there. But I'm glad for a God that found me out and sought me out. Hallelujah. And came walking through my garden and spoke to me in tones of thunder and yet in tones of love. Hey, God, and given me opportunity to respond to where I was at. Hallelujah. He knew where I was at, but he called me and said, where art thou? That I could speak up and speak out and admit where I was at and what I'd done. Hallelujah. And when I admitted where I was at and what I'd done, I found a covering. I found a cleansing. I thank God for my sin. And you can as well tonight. Amen. He that covereth his sins shall not prosper. But he that confesseth and forsaketh him shall obtain mercy. You'll not do any good hiding. But if he'll tell the truth and come clean tonight, God, I can have mercy on you tonight. Hallelujah. Jacob couldn't be blessed. Down yonder at the brook Jabbok, claiming to be Esau, as he did before his father Isaac, and stole Esau's blessing. But that night, wrestling with God, and God wrestling with him, and God said, "What is thy name?" Jacob had to belch it up and say, "I'm Jacob. I'm a supplanter. I'm a deceiver. I'm a trickster. Everything I've ever got, I've got it. Hey, by some kind of trickery, hey, or connivory. But I'm telling you, I'm tired of that. Hallelujah. And I want you to bless me. I say tonight, you can't hide from the sovereign. You might as well get out from behind the church pew and church membership and some hypocrite tonight and just come clean with the sovereign. He knows where you're at anyhow. And he sought you out." Hallelujah.
Yes, amen.
Amen.
Go.
Hallelujah. Hide and seek tonight. First of all, you can't hide from the sovereign tonight. If the first man, Adam, couldn't hide, then you can't hide tonight. Amen. I'm preaching about hide and seek tonight. You hide from the sovereign, he'll seek you out.
Amen.
Yeah, I'm glad he does tonight.
Yes.
I'm glad he don't leave us in our hiding place.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He may not run us out of our hiding place, but he'll call us out of our hiding place. Amen. And if we'll respond to him, hey God, what we could not do, amen, what Adam and Eve could not do, cover their nakedness by their own works of their hands and by their own apron of fig leaves, he covered them, hey God, oh yes, with the skin, a coat of skins of an animal, shed blood, and that's still the way we're covered tonight. It's through the shedding of blood, not just any blood, but the blood of God's darling Son. Hallelujah. Woo! Hey, thank God. If we try to hide from him tonight, hey, God, we'll remain naked, but if we'll come out from our hiding place and tell him we're naked and tell him we've sinned and tell him we're guilty tonight, he's got a covering and a cleansing for us tonight. Amen. Can't hide from the sovereign. He'll seek you out tonight. Hide and seek. Well, hiding from the sovereign will cause the sovereign to seek after you tonight. Let me say this tonight. You can't hide from your sin.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. And you think you can hide your sin, but you can't hide your sin or hide from your sin. Amen. In Joshua chapter 7, the Bible reminds us that the children of Israel committed, thank God, transgression, in that they stole or took the accursed thing. And that man's name was Achan. Amen. And the Bible said that what he did, he saw a goodly Babylonian garment, 200 shekels of silver and a wedge of gold. Amen. Of 50 shekels weight. And he coveted them and he took them and he hid them in the earth in the midst of the tent. Amen. But it didn't matter how deep he dug and hid or tried to hide his sin, it come out on him.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Now, his sin was not known to Joshua. His sin was not known to the other Israelite brethren. I don't believe his sin was known to his family. That's debatable tonight. Thank God. But here, thank God, is this man that has hid his sin in the earth in his tent.
Right, right, right.
Oh, hear me, friend. Now, there are those that say what you do privately, it's not of any importance.
Amen.
I've heard that till I'm about ready to throw up.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Hallelujah. From our political, my friend, candidates, my friend, government officials, thank God, down to church folks that say what I do when I'm by myself and in private, thank God, affects nobody but me. That's a lie. Hey, friend, ask Achan about his sin. Thank God, he did it by himself. He did it undercover. He hid it from everybody else. But I want to tell you, when God's judgment fell, it didn't just fall on Achan. It fell on a whole nation. 36 men lost their life. And when the final judgment came, it came not only to Achan, but it came to his household. I'm telling you tonight, thank God, what you do in the closet, my friend, will be revealed on the housetop. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. God help us. Lord help us. Thank God, we need some more closet Christians that'll enter into their closet and shut to the door and pray to Him in secret that He might reward us openly. Hallelujah. I want to tell you, before the sodomites ever come out of the closet, the Christians come out of the closet. We quit praying. We quit fasting. We quit calling on God. Hallelujah. And then the sodomites come out of the closet, and the pedophiles, and they're coming out by the droves tonight. Amen. God help us. And all we've got is a mandy-pandy. God help us. A pharisaical religion at most places today. We put on a good show. We have a good performance over at the house of God. But God's interested in what goes on in our innermost being, and in the private areas of our life. And God's looking not just for outward holiness, but for inward holiness tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. And you can't hide your sin tonight. Amen. It'll come out on you. Hey, Moses told them right when those 2.5 tribes, amen, Reuben and Gad and Manasseh wanted to stay on the other side of Jordan. And he said, you're going to discourage the heart of your brethren. They said, we'll go over and fight, but we'll just live over here. He said, if you don't go, he said, be sure your sin will find you out. And sin will find you out tonight.
Yes.
Amen. That's exactly right. And we've heard that, and we've heard that, and we've seen example after example, and yet here comes along temptation. Here comes along, my friend Satan, with some area of our life that he tempts us with. And like Achan, we take the accursed thing and try to hide it, and you can't hide your sin tonight. It's going to come out on you somewhere.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
You're right.
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'll tell you, before folks ever do open sin and make open violations against God, and before folks quit and go to the house, and before folks have trouble and you see it outwardly, there's been something that's took place inwardly. Amen.
Right.
That's exactly right. There's been something that they've hid in their heart, in their spirit, thank God, in their mind. Amen.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, it's right.
Amen. Amen. I might just preach a little bit, I guess.
Right.
While I'm at it tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. God help us tonight. Amen. As some folks say, what I do in private, thank God, doesn't affect anybody else but me, but it affects us. Thank God, you and everybody around you.
Amen.
That is true. It did with Achan, and his sin found him out. And finally, when Joshua, thank God, got him to confess and give glory to God, and he told what he had done, and they got the accursed thing, thank God, they stoned him in the Valley of Achor, thank God, and they stoned his household, hey, friend, and thank God, they piled the stones upon him and said, you the one that troubled Israel, hey, friend, and now you're going to have trouble. Your sin will find you out. Amen.
Amen.
And then we're having this today, you know. Folks saying all kind of things, you know. Well, what I look at don't bother, you know, as long as I'm just looking. You're a fool tonight is what you are. Amen. Are y'all hearing me tonight? Amen. You can't look at pornography. You can't look at, thank God, at sensuous and sexual Hollywood and it not affect you. Y'all going to quit on me now? I'm telling you the truth. God help us. A day which we live in, what a sad day. God help us. My friend. Oh, and what statements are coming out of so-called churches and Christians today. I'll tell you tonight, friend. You sure your sin. I will find you out. Achan, it is sin. But it was sought out. I hear me, friend. And somehow, somewhere or another, a God pull the cover off of your sin and a rug off of your indiscretions. Hey, thank God. Hallelujah. If you sin tonight, if you thought wrong and felt wrong and reacted wrong and acted wrong, the best thing to do tonight is to run to the cross, run to Calvary, run to the Lord, confess it. Ask for a cleansing. Pray for forgiveness tonight. Hey, God, quit trying to cover it up tonight. Amen. Oh, my. Hallelujah. We want to send killing revival in our churches, but nobody wants to preach on sin. We want to send killing revival in our churches, but nobody wants to deal with sin. Hallelujah. And most of us act like we don't have none. Amen. Are y'all listening to me tonight? Hallelujah. Amen. God help us tonight. How to take the searchlight of heaven. How the word of God. Amen. In prayer. And examine ourselves tonight. And ask God how to search us. And see if there's any wicked way in us. And lead us in the way everlasting tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to say to you tonight, hide and seek. You can't hide from the sovereign tonight. He'll seek you out. Can't hide your sin or from your sin tonight. It'll seek you out. Amen. Then I want to say tonight, you can't hide from service. It'll seek you out tonight. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, the Bible tells us that Samuel calls the children of Israel to Mizpah. And at that place, he tells them that they have transgressed against God and asking for a king. But he said, God's granted your request and give you a king. You wanted one? Because you want to be like all the nations around you? God's going to give you a king. Amen. Oh yeah, and they got a king. Amen. Will God do that? I do believe he'll do that. If you want something bad enough, God will give it to you. But you may not want it after you get it. Amen. According to the children of Israel, when they wanted flesh, the book of Psalms said he gave them their request, but he sent leanness into their souls.
Amen.
If you want something bad enough, outside the will of God, God may just let you have it, but you won't be satisfied when you get it.
Amen.
Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 10 calls it lusting after evil things as they lusted in the wilderness. Amen. Hallelujah. Wasn't nothing wrong with wanting flesh. Thank God, but there's something about lusting after it when God hadn't given it. There are some things that are not sinful or wrong or evil of themselves. But what makes them evil tonight is because you set your heart on it when God hadn't blessed you with it and God hadn't given it to you. Amen. And you want it outside the will of God, that becomes an evil thing to you. Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Well, nothing wrong for Christ after 40 days of having nothing to eat to be hungry.
No.
Hey, after he hungered, there wasn't nothing evil about him hungering. Hallelujah. But when Satan said, command these stones that they be made bread, Christ said, that's wrong. Hey, it's written, hallelujah, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. I'm here in subjection to my Father. I'm here as a servant of God. I'm here as a suffering servant. Hey, I'm learning obedience through the thing which I'm suffering. Hallelujah. I'm being made perfect. Hallelujah. Not sinless. Hey, God. But being made, thank God, a faithful high priest through what I'm suffering. Hey, and if God wanted me to have bread, when he led me here in the wilderness, he'd have given me bread. Hallelujah. And it's wrong for me to step outside of what his wheel is and try to make bread. Though I could make these stones, I'd have become bread. But it's written, man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. There's something more important than me getting some bread to eat, and that's the word of God and the will of God in my life.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Woo! And there's something more important than you getting everything that you want in life.
Amen.
And that is the will of God and the
yes,
word
sir.
Of God.
Yes, sir.
And when you step outside of the bounds of what God wants you to have, and you want to keep up with the Smiths and the Jones and the Greens, hey, hey, God, and you desire and lust after evil things, it'll be a snare to it. God may let you have it, but it'll be a curse to you all the days of your life. Hey, hallelujah. Well, well. And so he said, there's a king among you. The Bible said, they caused all the tribes of Israel to come near, and the tribe of Benjamin was taken. And when they caused the tribe of Benjamin to come before, that by their families, the family of Matri was taken. And Saul, the son of Kish, was taken. And when they sought him, he could not be found. Therefore they inquired of the Lord further, if the man should yet come thither. And the Lord said, he hath hid himself among the stuff. Amen. Who was this Saul of Kish? Well, he's the one, according to the first verse of 1 Samuel chapter 10, that Samuel took a vial of oil and poured it upon his head and kissed him and said, is it not because the Lord hath anointed thee to be captain over his inheritance?
Yes.
Hallelujah. He's the one God chose. He's the one God anointed. Amen. To be the king over this people. Are y'all listening to me tonight?
Amen.
And yet, when it come time for him to serve, the people couldn't find him.
Amen.
He's hid among the stuff. Hallelujah. There are those tonight that God has blessed and God has anointed and God has touched in a special way. And tonight the people are clamoring and the people are asking, hey, God, for them, they're needing direction. They're needing a leader. They're needing somebody to show them, somebody to help them. And yet many tonight are hid among the stuff.
Right.
Yes, that's right.
Yes, it's right.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Oh, let me just preach there a minute. I don't know if I can or not, but let me preach there a minute. He's already anointed, but he's hid among the stuff.
That's right.
Hallelujah. This generation thinks that just because you're anointed, just because God touches you a little bit, that's enough. Amen. But I want to tell you, after you've been anointed, you can still be, my friend, unusable and not a blessing to the people and not a help in the work of God and not in a leadership position because you hide yourself among the stuff.
Amen. Amen.
Right. Hallelujah.
Preach on. Preach
Somebody on. Said, explain to us what the stuff is. It's stuff. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah, stuff. Thank God. I'll tell you what Strong's Concordance says stuff is. Any apparatus. Does that help you any tonight? I want to tell you there's a lot of stuff. Thank God in our lives. There's a lot of stuff in our world tonight. Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Amen. And again, some of that stuff may not be sinful of itself. Right. Some of that stuff tonight may not be harmful of itself. Amen. But you get wrapped up in it and you get caught up in it and it begins to overwhelm you and you get entangled with the affairs of this life. And though you've got a touch on you and though you've been anointed for the service of God to preach, hallelujah, how to pray, to sing, to shout, how to testify, you're unusable tonight, you're not in service, and the crowd's clamoring for you and searching for you tonight, but you're hid among the staff. Are you listening to me tonight?
Amen.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
God help us.
Right.
We've lived to see a day when the average church that we know it, hallelujah, has hid among the stuff.
You're right. You're right. You're right. Yep. Yes, sir. Right.
And don't you move the stuff, whatever you do.
Right.
Right. Yeah. Hallelujah. Don't you preach on stuff. Don't you preach on things.
Yes.
Amen. Hey, talk about God in 2008 didn't call a preacher to preach on stuff and preach on things. Hallelujah. Amen. Well, it's the things and the stuff that's got you here tonight and that's hiding you from service. Hallelujah. But the people were looking for Saul and they prayed to God and God said, I know where he's at. Hallelujah. He's here among the staff. Hey, friend, tonight, why don't you come out from among the staff? Why don't you be separate tonight? Hallelujah. Hey, thank God. Somebody said, I done got to anointing. I'm hide among the stuff, not in serve. You can't. Hallelujah. Thank God. You have to get out from among the stuff and among the things. And the sad part in our day is that churches, I say they have the anointing, but they won't come out from among the stuff. Hallelujah. Hey, and when you don't come out and serve God acceptably with reverence and godly fear, and you don't come out, my friend, in righteousness and true holiness, and you don't come out and separate yourself, thank God, and cleanse yourself from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfect in holiness in the fear of God, it produces another spirit, a work up, work me down, fleshly spirit, hallelujah, that sounds right and looks right, but it has no lasting effect. Hey, and folks will shout and run their eyes, and carry on, and their lives will be a wreck and a ruin. If it's a blessed Holy Ghost, it'll not just shout you in the church, it'll make you dress right, walk right, say thank God, do what you ought to do when you get outside the building tonight. Hallelujah. You can't hide tonight from service. The people will seek you out tonight. God will put his finger on you tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. The world at its worst needs a church at its best. Sad commentary that the world at its worst is seeing a church at its worst tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, I wonder tonight, you done felt the touch of God and the blessing of God on your life tonight, but yet, hallelujah, the people are needing somebody to look to, somebody to follow. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight. And they're seeking you out tonight. And you're hid among the stuff.
Yes, sir. That's it.
When he finally come out from among the stuff, when Samuel sat and got him, and he walked out from among the stuff, he was head and shoulders taller than everybody else. Samuel said, is anybody like him? Right. And they said, God save the king. Hallelujah. Oh, tonight, if we'd come out from them stuff tonight. Yep. Can't hide. God will seek you out. The people will seek you out, demanding that you serve God. Hallelujah. Amen. Then I want to say tonight, last thing, I'm through. Amen. Preacher didn't say how long I'm supposed to preach, what time I'm supposed to quit. Amen. Use in Alabama, we go to dark, so that's what I'm trying to do. Amen. We're getting closer.
Preach on, preach.
Hallelujah. Hide and seek tonight. You can't hide from the sovereign. You can't hide your sin. You can't hide from service. Amen. Sovereign will seek you out. Your sin will find you out. Amen. The people, amen, will find you out or seek you out when you try to hide from service. And lastly, let me say, according to the Gospel of John chapter 4, there was a woman that hid from society. There was a woman in John chapter 4 that hid from society. The Bible tells us that this woman, lived at a city in Samaria called Sychar. The Bible said it was near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph, and Jacob's well was there. Right. And verse 7 said, there cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. But she came at midday. Right. She didn't come in the morning, nor did she come at evening, but she came right in the hottest part of the day, right at noon or right at midday, because she's hiding from society. She's hiding from society because of her life. She's hiding because she's been married 5 times and the fellow she's living with now is not her husband. So she's hiding from society. Of course, she lived in 2008. She'd be on the Oprah Winfrey Show. Is anybody listening to me now? Amen. And she'd be on all the magazines and the newspapers, and she'd be called a great woman. Amen. Hell, isn't that true? Oh, Lord, help us tonight. But in that day, she was ashamed of the ways and what she had done, and she's hiding from the other women that came to the well. She didn't want to hear who you're living with now. She didn't want to meet someone that said, have you been having any dealings with my husband? She's ashamed. I'm telling you, she's ashamed.
That's right.
She didn't want to come to that well to hear some woman say, you just can't get it right, can you? Oh, Lord. So she came hiding from society.
Amen.
Hiding from society. Trying to hide her sin, trying to hide her wrecked and ruined life, trying to hide that she had done from society. But I'm trying to preach tonight on hide and seek. When she hid from society, guess what? There's a Savior that came seeking for her. Woo! She expected nobody at the well when she got there. But when she showed up at noonday, somebody was waiting on the well for her. Hallelujah. Oh, my. And when she came up to the well and started to draw water, she said, well, at least it's not the women in the town. Thank God it's a man, and I don't know him. I don't recognize him, and maybe he don't recognize me. He's a stranger. And he spoke to her and said, give me a drink. Hallelujah. And she recognized him being a Jew. And she said, why in the world? Hallelujah. Are you a Jew and me a Samaritan? Why in the world, since you don't have any dealings with us, why is it you ask of me to give you some water to drink? He said, oh, it goes far beyond me being a Jew and you being a Samaritan. I'm the Savior and you're the sinner. Hallelujah. and you're hiding from society, but I come specially by through Samaria. And me and my disciples made a trip here this morning. They're up in town buying something ain't good for us to eat, but I've been sitting on the well because I knew you'd come hiding this morning, but I come seeking. Hey, hallelujah. And I never, thank God, seek in vain. Hallelujah. I always find the ones I seek after. Hey, God, and I am come to seek and to save that which was lost. And he said, if you'd known who I was, you'd ask of me. Instead of me asking of you to give water, you'd ask of me, and I'd give you some living water.
Hallelujah.
Hey, hallelujah. You drink of this water, you'll thirst again. But said, if you'll get a drink of that water that I'll give you, you'll never thirst again. She said, Lord, evermore give me this water. Oh, yeah. He said, well, go call your husband. She said, I don't have a husband. He said, you sold right. Because you've had five. Amen. As husbands, and the one you're with now is not your husband.
Right.
Hallelujah. Yeah. Right. Oh, and then he talked to her about worshiping. And she left her water pot, ran into the city, and said, come see a man.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Yeah. That told me all things that ever I did. You think about every man that she'd ever come in contact before. Every man she'd ever talked to, had any dealings with, had always lied to her.
That's right. Right. That's right.
Every one of them had told her, bragged on her about her beauty. Amen. Oh, yeah. That's right. Told her what a fine and beautiful woman she was. Pretty, my friend, woman that she was. How then I love to take care of her. All of that down through life. I believe every man that she had ever had dealing with had lied to her and never told her the truth and had bragged on her. Hey, friend, but here's a man that when she got into the city set, come see a man. He never bragged on me. Hallelujah. Oh, he never said, my friend, what he wanted out of me, but said, come see a man that told me all things that ever I did. Hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. She didn't talk about what he promised he'd give her. Thank God. She just said, come see a man.
Right.
That told me all that I ever did.
Amen. Amen.
Come see a man that laid it out like it was. Come see a man that revealed my sinful nature. Thank God. That revealed to me who I was and what I'd done. Come see that man.
Right.
I don't know. There's something about that. Hey, something about that testimony, I don't know. It's got a different ring to it. Hallelujah. I don't know how. Thank God it touches the heart of those individuals. Because I believe she'd went to town before and said, I finally found the right man. After the third or the fourth, she finally said, come see this man. This man will be good to me. This man won't mistreat me. I won't simply be a toy or a relic. Thank God, my friend, that me and you, this man will be special. But oh, my friend, I guess I got tired of listening to her say, come see this man. Oh, but after five and the sixth one that wasn't her husband, when she went into town, something about that testimony touched the heart of that townsfolk. Come see a man that told me all things.
Amen.
That ever I did. It's yes. Not this the Christ, and the whole city turned out.
Amen.
To
Amen.
See who this man was.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, sir.
Hey. She said, I come hiding from society, but he came seeking a sinner like me. The Savior came seeking. When they listened to him, they said, we came first because of what you said, but now we've heard him for ourselves. We believe for ourselves.
That's right.
We don't have to take what you say. We know he's the Christ. He's the Messiah. He's the one. Hide and seek. You can't hide tonight. Oh, for the blessed Lord. And I'm glad he does. I'm glad according to Luke 19:10, he has come to seek and to save that which was lost.
That's right.
You see, because if he don't come looking for us, we'll never go looking for him.
That's right.
He has to come looking for us. sinners. I'm glad when he comes looking for us, it'll make us start looking for him tonight.
That's right.
Hallelujah. I wonder tonight about hiding and seeking tonight. If you tried to hide from the sovereign, he's seeking tonight. Where art thou? If you tried to hide your sin, he'll surely find you out tonight. If you tried to hide from service, oh, tonight, after you've done been anointed and blessed and touched with the Spirit of God, why do you hide among the stuff tonight? The people are searching and looking for you tonight. And they'll seek you out. They need somebody to help them. You ought to come out tonight from the stuff. Maybe you're trying to hide from society tonight. Oh my. Hallelujah. Maybe not just in the fact that you're sin, but simply because you're bashful and shy. That's who God wants tonight. He's come to seek after you. Amen. Isn't that so? Hallelujah. The Lord never has come to high society, no. He withheld this from the wise and prudent, revealed it to babes. Found David following the sheep. Moses on the backside of the desert. Hallelujah. The shepherd boys on the fields at night, keeping watch over their flocks. Hallelujah. That's who he came to. Oh, tonight, hallelujah. He comes seeking for you tonight. If you're lost, he's come seeking for you tonight to serve him and to follow him and to let you know he loves you tonight. Everybody stand, please. If you hear the voice of God saying, "Where art thou?" Tonight, if you've been toying with some sin tonight in your life, you ought to come and say, "Lord, help me." Some temptation. Flirting with some disaster tonight, you ought to come. Hide and seek. You can't hide tonight. He'll seek you out. If you need to pray for any reason tonight, the Lord's dealt with you. Saint and sinner alike, young, old, or middle-aged. Member of this church or some other church tonight. Makes no difference. If God spoke to you, feel the need of prayer. We'll step out and come tonight.
If you recall the wandering son who left his father's home, he had spent all, yet he found himself alone. And when he came back home again and told his father he had sinned, he found that love covers all sin. Love covers all sin.
Are you hiding behind
just
somebody?
Kneel at the cross
bodies?
Where your new life begins. It doesn't matter what you've done or where. For love covers all sin.
Can't hide your sin tonight.
See Jesus hanging on a tree. No greater love could e'er be seen than a man lay down his life for you and me. The river flowing from the cross, so full of love, it paid the cost.
Where art thou? Why don't you respond as Adam did and say, "Lord, I was naked and I
covers all sin.
I need a covering. I need forgiveness.
Love covers
all
sin. Just kneel at the cross where your new life begins. It doesn't matter what you've done or where
you
have
been. Would
you obey
the Lord tonight? Would you do what you know you should do?
For love covers
all sin. Would you do as the voice of God has asked you to do tonight? Quit hiding tonight.
He'll uncover your hiding place. It's better if you do it tonight. Be a lot easier on you if you'll just come out, confess and come clean, as God has to pull the cover off of you tonight.
See Jesus hanging on a tree. No greater love could e'er be seen than a man lay down his life for you and me. That river flowing from the cross, so full of love it paid the cost. Oh, love covers all sin. Love covers all sin. Just kneel at the cross where your new